Oh, well, I'm eating the chocolate. So I don't want any Easter eggs, you know. I'm chocolate out at this stage. We're home to do a bit of painting to give me fair.
No, we're still exercising. We're getting out running now, but it's harder, I suppose, without the classes to get you going through it. So.
And how do you remain motivated at a time like this? How do you perhaps put the Easter eggs down, put the chocolate down?
It's just getting up and going and keeping some form of structure in your life. Getting up and going walking and going running and just trying to think about something else, not what's going on.
Yeah, I just don't buy the chocolate. So if you don't buy the chocolate, I can't eat it. Just buy the essentials that you need and that's it. You don't need chocolate.
And what do you say to the person who can't get off the sofa? They just can't even get to the garden. They can't even go for a 2 kilometre walk.
Well, the weather's been lovely. There's no excuse really that you can't go for a 2 kilometre walk. Never had weather like this in April before. It's fab.
Find the balance in the nutrition. This is what I'm doing.
Perhaps COVID-19, perhaps this crisis is making them comfort eat or eat through anxiety. Yeah. What do you say to them?
I don't understand them why, because I used to do it as well. It doesn't give us any comfort. It just piles up all the issues anyway. So try to find something that cheers you up at least once a day or and switch off from all the online, excuse me, beep.
All the online bullshit.
Yes, exactly. We need the break.
Go to bed early with a book. Stay away from the fridge. Especially the back fridge that has the alcohol.
So you have 2 fridges.
Yes.
So you're ready for this crisis.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. But yeah, it is tough. You're just... And then when you're at home and you're not working for my husband, focus of the day is lunch and dinner.
So you're looking forward to lunch. What am I going to have for lunch? What am I going to have for dinner?
Barbecue weather is coming into effect now. So yeah, cheering people up, sit in the garden, have a barbecue.
So how do you stop scoffing all the Easter eggs? How do you stop putting on weight? You know, by the end of this, many of us perhaps could be not even fat, but obese.
Oh yeah, actually true. And the children as well, because they're not going out as much and running around and they're just eating. To get them out, it's like, can we go to the shop just to get out of the house to buy something? And it's more sweets and junk and stuff. So
you're out today doing some last minute Easter.
I actually work for a centre for people with disabilities. They're not in, it's a day service, but we're still remotely helping.
So you're
them
working?
Out. So I'm working, yeah, I'm after being to the bank. So we just telephone them on a daily basis, get them shopping. Before the 27th, the lockdown, we were taking them out for spins to the beach and stuff, but now we can't take them out at all. So, but some of them find it really hard being at home. You know, they might have some challenging issues that would make them very, very, like, tough to manage when they're stuck in the confinements of their home, you know. So hopefully it'll end soon. We can get back to normal.
Well, there's loads of online exercise you can do at home.
And what do you do to try and stay slim?
Just get out for a walk.
Up and down the stairs.
It's very easy to exercise because there's loads of fitness programs on TV and there's loads of apps and stuff you can use, and you can just go online and just look up, if you have Sky you can go and look up this fitness program. I'm 9.
You're 9, so you're trying to do exercise and get out?
Yeah.
Come here 2 or 3 times a day to dog, just walk up and down. Well, the cops are moving us. You have to keep moving. You can't stand in the same spot with the 2,500 fire lockdown, you know.
And what have the guards said to you?
They told me to move. I can't just keep up the town, you know, mate. But there's an awful lot on the town. There's an awful lot of people on the town.
So right now, the town is busy. There's people everywhere. They are remaining 2 metres apart. But
yes.
They're out getting their Easter shop out.
That's correct, yeah. Getting the money. Social welfare money.
Just staying at home and staying quiet. Once a day we go for a walk with the dog.
I have a dog, so I take her out for a walk most days. This morning I just went down for a walk down to the church, but I'm going back home now. That's another little walk for me.
So you do try and get out?
Oh, we're out in the garden every day as well, yeah.
And let's say, for example, you're putting the 3rd or 4th Toblerone into your mouth. How do you say stop? How do you stop?
I don't like chocolate, but I do like cake, and it's cakes that I have to say no to. Any cake at all. Any cake.
And do you bake the cake yourself? I know there's a shortage of flour, or do you buy the cake?
My daughter baked cakes the other day, and she sent down a few to me, so I ate 2 of them. They were a Christmas cake recipe, but they were buns, like, you know.
Wow, so a bun Christmas cake.
Yeah, they're really lovely, yeah. So I might get a few Christmas cakes made now and put them away for Christmas while we're indoors.
Just have to get on with it, obey by the rules, what they're telling you to do. That's all you can do, and we seem to be coping okay.
So the guards haven't said, or the Department of Health haven't said, go easy on the chocolate?
No. We're allowed to eat chocolate.
Well, Easter Sunday is this week. It's going to be plenty of chocolate. Everybody says, what can you do? You can't stop it. Like, everywhere, the Easter eggs are on sale. More so than any other year. I get out and about in my my games online. I'm afraid of going anywhere near people in the town.
Here at the moment, the guards are out and about. It's surprisingly quite busy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very busy. It's never usually like this.
No, it's been a ghost town the past couple of weeks, but there's a lot of people out today.
So do you think they're out buying Easter eggs or something?
I have no idea.
Just lamb and things?
Probably, yeah.
How many kilometres would you walk a day?
About maybe one or two.
So you might walk around in circles within a 2 kilometre radius?
Well, yeah. I try to keep up with the rules that they've laid out. No point in breaking them. I mean, we're all in this together, so you have to do what they ask you to do.
So you're wearing blue surgical gloves and you have a rucksack. Is that for the shop?
Yeah, because my other half is disabled. So that's why I have them. I'm not a surgeon or anything like that. Not by any stretch of the imagination.
So you're just trying to remain healthy?
Well, if anything happens to me, what happens to my other half? So I have to try and do my best to keep her safe by keeping myself safe.
Just walking, just doing your block, doing your 2K, going around there, going out with the dogs, doing it 3 or 4 times a day, and getting out in the garden, gardening, painting.
So you're eating something, what's that?
I'm sorry about that's my breakfast. It's an on-the-go bar, there's not much in it.
From an anxiety point of view, you know, sometimes we do hit the fridge, sometimes we hit the sweets or perhaps the ice cream.
Oh yeah, definitely. I definitely hit the sweets and the ice cream from time to time, but I have lived on my own before, and I've lived remotely, and I think that's kind of made me more robust for this. I don't mind. I spent a bit of time thinking about it yesterday. I think it's actually nice to give each other space. Sometimes maybe we're all crowded on top of each other anyway. So there could be, I think you see people more if you're actually a little bit back from them. So I find it kind of interesting from that point of view, socially interesting.
So you have a canvas, young artists. You're going to do some kids' art?
No, well, yes, that's for myself. I'm just going to pull out the paints and do a little bit of playing in the afternoon to keep myself busy, or tomorrow just over the bank holiday when there'll be no visitors, and just to do something. I'll set it up in the garden and play around with it. I will miss seeing my sons. We don't have a huge family, but we like to see each other, you know, every couple of weeks or whatever. So, yeah, I will miss them. And my sisters, we'd normally go out for coffee and stuff around that, you know. So, yeah, we miss that kind of thing. Or going to Ardgillan. We used to go to Ardgillan, go to the parks a lot, and they're all closed. And I find that hard, that the parks are closed and the beaches are closed.
And today it's quite busy, isn't it? People are out.
It's actually surprisingly busy, and I was queuing up here at 9 o'clock this morning to get paint for the fence, knowing it was coming in, and the queue was all the way down the street, and I couldn't believe it. And there was so much traffic on the road. I was very surprised at that as well.
Like everybody else, plenty of walking. Looking forward to the big Easter egg.
And how do you remain fit? How do you stop gorging on food?
You don't. You don't hurt yourself. And that's all you do. You look forward to your dinner at 5 o'clock. Don't you? That's what you do.
You kind of think all day, what am I going to have for dinner? You're almost planning out your meals.
Yeah, you have it. That's the crack there, yeah. Miss walk in a minute.
And what do you do for a living?
A chef.
That's a lot of pressure being a chef. So having some time off must have been good at the start, but now after 3.5 weeks or 4 weeks, it must be getting pretty boring.
You miss the shillings, don't you?
How do we all stop getting fat?
Things are hard at the moment. I've been self-isolating now for 30 days and come out each Friday morning for an hour to do a few bits of shopping. It's boring. I'm in a house where my son and my daughter-in-law live with 3 children, and they're in the next room, and we're isolated so much that I don't see them. I just hear them. People just don't seem to be learning. People are wearing masks, but there are lots of groups of people that are together. People have to come out and do a bit of shopping. This is payday for most of them. Most places will be closed tomorrow for Good Friday.
Are you worried about your weight yourself?
My weight? I am concerned a bit, but I'm watching my weight. I've got an underlying condition, as in heart problems, right? So I've got to be extra careful.
Dog keeps me active every single day. He doesn't understand what 2 kilometres is, so I have to keep with him. That's all I can tell you.